This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
I understand it. All the intelligence officials who have talked about this, all the committee chairmen who have talked about the evidence so far, say they have found zero evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians. Understanding that, there are these reports about these connections. Konstantin Kilmanek, a Ukrainian-Russian with Paul Manafort, who meets with him and briefs him on Ukraine and apparently gets the plank out of the GOP platform. Are you concerned, as some of these reports come out, about connections with campaign officials?
Well, let me just say, I think we're very confident that the bipartisan congressional committees that are examining information that's been made available to them will arrive at the right conclusion and give the American people the facts. I think when the former director of national intelligence said just a week ago that in the report he prepared by the end of the year there was no evidence of collusion between Russian officials and our campaign, I think that speaks with great authority. But look, I have to tell you, as I travel around the country and as we move forward in this campaign, I honestly believe that while Washington, D.C. seems at times preoccupied with these issues, the American people are really preoccupied with an economy that seems to be getting back on its feet. Nearly 300,000 jobs created in February. They're seeing a president energetically keeping his word to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare, roll back regulations, authorize the Keystone and Dakota pipelines, and I think that focusing on the future of the American people and letting congressional committees examine any questions about the past is probably appropriate.
Don't you appreciate the sobriety and reasoning of the vice president? And I love it when he again reminds everybody of what the vision of the administration is all about. It's about jobs. It's about getting America back on track again. We can get distracted by all this stuff and get it on a little uproar, whether it's a day for women or some other injustice that seems to be the case dealing with Obamacare and the repeal and replace. All this stuff that will, some of it is very serious and needs to be taken care of. And as such, we the people need to stay connected to let them know what's going on. Of course, all the moles and the leaks that are going around here, Scott, my goodness. I mean, can't they just like put their ear up to the leaks here and hear what's spewing out of the beltway and figure this out?
Well, I mean, we spoke just briefly before. I think it really comes down to how people are reporting it, because I think there's a big difference between saying that there was no link between the campaign and Russia.
Sure.
And reporting it as no link was found.
Yeah, we're still digging.
Yeah, we're still digging, so right, it might be there. So I think that's a big difference. I think that's the...
Well, it sets the perspective, and no doubt you have people that, the reality is there's a lot of people out there still that don't want to accept Donald Trump as their president, and that's fine. I think some of them will come along when they get jobs and realize, hey, look, at opportunities are there. I mean, look at the job numbers. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later on here. But they're absolutely incredible. And when you put them in perspective of what we experienced under the last administration, I mean, it looks really good, and we're moving in a positive direction. But, if you want to extend all this bickering and obstructionism and everything else that seems to be coming from the Democrats, and as you say, the perspective that really supports, delegitimizing Donald Trump, I think we do that at our own own expense, right?
That's another thing that they're doing. They're making it sound like they don't care. People with money don't care. All they care about is their money. I can tell you right now, people with money do care. They just don't want to be the one doing everything for someone.
Exactly. Well, we'll continue the excuse me, we'll continue the discussion here, and appreciate you joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live coming at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Megan Barth coming up. Stay with us.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
With you, America, you and me together, huh? Together with this big dream that we have whirling around in our hearts and our minds. And it's great to have you on board. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. I don't know if you saw this, but according to Gary Bauer, aftershocks are still rippling through the political landscape in Vermont, of all places, after a stunning upset in Rutland's mayoral election this week. Five-term mayor Chris Lauris was thrown out of office after winning just 34%. Now, here was the key, okay? Lauris was defeated, by the way, by a candidate he had beaten twice before. One issue dominated that election. Mayor Lauris planned to bring 100 Syrian refugees to the tiny Vermont town. He told the Associated Press, "Rutland is a microcosm of the national conversation on immigration and refugees." I wonder if they're paying attention. Mike Cutler is with us right now. Always good to have Michael's genius experience and expertise, one of America's foremost experts on U.S. law enforcement at the federal level. Michael Cutler, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Bill Martinez, thank you for having me. Happy Friday to you and to all your listeners.
Hey, it is a good one, huh? So what do you think? What do you think of all places, Vermont? They've got it figured out. You know, if you've got activist judges that don't want to hit the pause button and consider the safety and security of its local citizens, I mean, this is a bit of an indicator here what happened in Vermont.
Oh, it absolutely is. Look, I think that the House of Cards erected by the Democratic Party is coming down around their ears, and they are in full panic mode. And, you know, full disclosure, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm registered as a Democrat, but I don't know the last time that I actually voted for a Democrat because the wheels have come off their wagon. They're not Democrats, and they're not liberal.
Right.
You know, I grew up with two wonderful parents. Tragically, I lost them to cancer while I was in college.
Mm.
But they raised me to believe that being liberal meant being willing to listen to everybody's viewpoint, to be as objective and fair as possible, and to make independent decisions.
Exactly. Well,
you just described today's Democratic Party? I don't think so.
Well, and that's the problem, Michael. And the fact of the matter is that there are Democrats like you, and I say get involved here. This is your government. This is your country. I mean, progressives have hijacked the party, and look what they've done. I mean, under two administrations with Barack Obama, I mean, their policies don't work. At every turn, they're abject failures.
Well, you know, and so what we now have today really isn't an issue of Democrats versus Republican, but I believe what we're really witnessing is globalist versus populist.
Yeah, it's an ideology. You're right. I agree with you.
And, you know, if you look at the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, Declaration of Independence begins with what three words? We the people.
We the people.
The founding fathers of the United States of America were populists. They were acceding to the wishes, the dreams, and the demands of their fellow countrymen. Now, it may have been raucous. There may have certainly been lots of disagreement. But look at what we've become as a country. You know, I was originally an engineering major, but I wound up with a degree in communications, arts, and sciences. I refer to it as my BA in BS.
I like that. That's great.
You know, if I lose my sense of humor, it's over. But yeah. I've been doing debates since I was 14. Had I not become a federal agent, I was either going to become a journalist, either way it's supposed to be, a fact finder, or I was going to teach debate on the college level. And today, debates are being shut down. You see, because debate is really an example of what I call intellectual capitalism. Mm-hmm. You bring your ideas to the marketplace, to that audience. You sell your ideas, your opponent sells his or her ideas, and the audience, the consumer, gets to decide what makes most sense.
Exactly.
The open borders anarchists know full well that the law, common sense, morality, everything you could imagine is against their position. So what do? Shut out any other position because they look bad by comparison.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is that's really interesting here, Michael, is that there are some immutable laws that are in play here. That people know when they're doing the right thing, their conscience carries the day. Though they may try to sear it, and you can argue, we can go down a deep rabbit trail there. But look what happened. Speaking of the borders, already people who were storming the borders before said, hey, man, that hombre they got there in the Oval Office, he no bueno. We can't come down there anymore. And they're not storming the borders anymore. I mean, illegal crossings dropped by 40%. So what does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that I was right when I told Congress, when I've testified before Congress, that you deter through enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this wacky world of immigration, everything that would apply to any other area of law enforcement goes away. When we had a problem with drunk driving, they ratcheted up the penalties. They decreased the permissible blood alcohol level in the driver's blood, the motorist's blood.
Mm-hmm.
They imposed strict penalties, they ramped up public service announcements, and they had everybody convinced that if they inhaled an alcoholic beverage, SWAT would descend on their car. Same thing with texting while driving. Same thing with tax evasion. The IRS, a couple of days before the 15th, goes out there, they round up people, and they do the perp walk, and they arraign them for tax fraud. Why? To tell people, if you're foolish enough to try to defraud us, we'll find you, we will get you.
Exactly.
Where immigration is concerned, we have been hearing a constant nonsense from both parties, a drumbeat. Well, we can't deport 11 million. It's probably 30 or 40 million by now.
Mm-hmm.
But since we can't deport them all we can possibly do is give them lawful status. Now, think what that means. You would not be able to interview any of them. We're talking potentially 40 million people. You couldn't run the machinery fast enough to approve all the applications fast enough to keep up with the increasing flow of still more legal and illegal aliens encouraged by all this. And yet they're saying, well, we have to do that because we can't get them all. And what they're ignoring, by the way, is if we legalize 30 or 40 million, probably at least a third have kids back home. They would immediately bring all their children to America. Our schools are crumbling now. Back in 2007, the Congressional Budget Office made the point that it costs 20 to 40% more to educate kids who are not able to speak, read, or write the English language.
Well, you imagine a teacher, Michael, who's got, you know, normally 25, 30 kids, and suddenly, you know, let's just throw three kids in the mix there that can't speak the language. What does that do to the remaining kids there who, you know, whose parents pay taxes?
Right.
And, you know, what does that do in terms of compromising their educational opportunity?
Absolutely. And we're whittling away at these programs for children with special needs. My youngest son has autism. He has Asperger's. But because of early intervention, he is in his third year on a full scholarship, an honors program in engineering school. And what they're increasingly doing is making that program unavailable for American kids. What will their futures be like, and how much will that cost society in so many ways down the road? And meanwhile, when you're talking about millions of kids, you're going to be bringing in gang members. In April of last year, the Immigration Subcommittee in the House, and I've been before that subcommittee at least 8 or 9 times myself as an expert witness, had a hearing, and they brought in a sheriff from Maryland who said that since Obama had those unaccompanied minor surges in 2013, over 60% of the time, over 60%, I think it was 63% of the time, when a sheriff responded to a crime in a school in their jurisdiction.
Michael, we got to go to break. We got to leave it right there. We'll pick it up. Michael Cutler, I'm Bill Martinez.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, coming at you in over 280 markets across this gate, crunchy of ours, and around the world via shortwave. We're all over the place. And thank you, by the way. Gosh, I tell you, you know, I get notes of Mike from people that'll say, hey, Bill, is it okay if I tell my local station they should be carrying? What's more than okay? Yes, it's welcome. We'd love to be a part of your community. So whatever you can do to spread the good word, hey, welcome on board. Michael Cutler with us, America's foremost expert on U.S. Law enforcement at a federal level. Michael, as we were, I want to give you a chance to finish wrapping up what we were talking about regarding this whole immigration issue.
Well, you know, all that I could tell you is that the language of the of our opponents is where we're losing this war, and we've got to reclaim the territory. You know, for a debater, language is the equivalent of the high ground for the military. Mm-hmm. When your enemy defines you, you have lost.
Right.
When we are referred to as being anti-immigrant, we've lost. We are pro-enforcement. And if you're pro-enforcement, you are pro-immigrant. You know, I've done debates where the other side says to me, oh, you hate immigrants. My mother was an immigrant. She came here ahead of the Holocaust as a 14-year-old girl, legally. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, her mother was killed in Poland. I was named for her because we're Jewish.
Yes.
And so when they start this nonsense, I point out that when I was an inspector for the first 4 years of my career, when I was an immigration inspector at Kennedy Airport, I admitted thousands of new immigrants, thousands of refugees, thousands of foreign students and foreign tourists. I was delighted to do it. I spent the year as an adjudicator, and yes, I did uncover fraud rings. Remarkably, one involved Chinese seamen who had married, believe it or not, Puerto Rican lesbian hookers in New York City.
Oh, wow.
And the lawyer involved went to jail and was disbarred. But I also approved the applications for hundreds of new resident aliens and was happy to do it. Our exactly. laws are balanced. But this misuse of the word immigrant does not apply to illegal aliens. You know, George W. Bush, I'll never forget it, offered to make the immigrants legal. And I was out doing some speaking engagements, and if anyone knows of opportunities, let me know. You can reach me through michaelcutler.net, my website. But I went out there and I said, offering to make immigrants legal is a bit like offering to make water wet. Water is already wet, right? And yes. immigrants are already legal.
Yes.
So you're talking about legalizing illegal aliens.
Yes.
That's the lunacy of the debate. So we've got to make certain that we stand our ground, that we don't get bullied, we don't get pushed around, and we don't allow our opponents to define who we are. How's that?
Exactly. That's perfect. You know, and we've just had a neat conversation with Bruce Thatcher once again. Bruce is, I believe, has written the seminal book on immigration. He looks back in history and demonstrates where the country's got it right, where they missed it. And the whole idea, again, is we know and love history about it. The reason we look at it is so that we don't make the same mistakes, right? But for some reason, in this country, we've got some leaders that think that, it's necessary to reinvent the wheel.
Doing it for profit. They know what they're doing is crazy. They know it makes no sense to not apply to immigration law enforcement that which we apply to all other areas of law enforcement. And when I went before the Senate Judiciary Committee a couple of years ago, I said that the policies of the Obama administration had, in essence, fired the starter pistol for aspiring illegal aliens from around the world.
Exactly.
But he spoke the finish line was the border. Mm-hmm. And now look what's happened. Donald Trump comes along and says, you get past that border, it doesn't matter. We will find you. We will arrest you. What was in his executive order that was brilliant and necessary, and I know I've spoken to people that are within the administration. I'm not trying to dislocate my shoulder, but I'd like to believe that some of my writings and congressional testimony influence what they're doing. But I said that it makes no sense to reward people for law violations and then be shocked that people do what we don't want them to do. So we have to make a presumption that what we have here is failure by design.
Without a doubt. Yes, it's systemic. No
and
doubt about it.
And they want to bring in the cheap labor. They want to bring in the limitless supply of foreign tourists and foreign students. And they want to drive down the wages of American workers. Alan Greenspan referred to American high-tech workers as the privileged elite at a congressional hearing. And I could not get Republicans or journalists to talk about that. They would change the subject.
Mm.
He said that if we could make American workers compete with foreign workers with H-1B visas the way that Gates wants, we could greatly reduce or eliminate inequality in wages between Americans with skills and those with lesser skills. That's the reason they're doing what they're doing.
Don't you love the mindset of these accountants, you know, that look at the world with, with this.
God bless the bean counters.
You know, I keep telling people, in my experience in business, and I've been doing it for a long time, Michael, in addition to my broadcast career, with all due respect, I've never seen a company grow out of the accounting floors. It happens in marketing. That's where companies grow. A company can be preserved by the accounting floors,
right,
but certainly not grown and developed out of accounting. If that's what happens.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Look what happened with General Motors. They were the most high-tech and advanced automotive company in the world, the envy of the entire world. And then the accountants took control of GM. And so everything was done to minimize the cost. The idea of engineering excellence went out the window, and I was going to be an engineer originally. I was always the car guy. I did a little single-engine flying as a kid.
Yeah.
And GM went to hell in a handbasket. What happened? The accountants took over. Yeah. They have something in corporations known as cost out, where they have young engineers sitting at benches figuring out how many little pieces of metal they could take off of a switch, how many pieces of plastic can replace pieces of metal and some other device that they manufacture. So you take a device that you've been manufacturing for decades with perfect reliability, and in that reliability hangs your company's reputation, and now they say, you know, we could make it cheaper.
It's always.
And now what happens? Reliability goes away. The product's life expectancy is, you know, destroyed, and then they wonder why they lose business and sometimes wind up going bankrupt.
Yeah, and worse yet, Michael, they destroy their brand.
Sure, that's what I'm saying, and that's when they're gone. That's what people say. I'm not buying their garbage anymore. It doesn't last. It doesn't work. It's not dependable.
Well, and there you go. In a microcosm, that's what you have with the Democratic Party. The evidence is empirical. It is clear, and it's shouting at you right in your face that their policies have not worked. Barack Obama's administration, two cycles of it, was a disaster for this country. And now the heavy boot of government is off the throats of the dream makers and the job producers. And look what's happening already, Michael.
Well, but I got to tell you, George W. Bush was only incrementally better.
Mm. Yes.
Let's be honest. What he created is, you know, I write for Front Page Magazine, sponsored by the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I hope your listeners
Absolutely.
Check it out. I write for Caps Web and The Social Contract. But here's the deal. I did a hearing as a witness a while back with John Hostetler, who at the time chaired the Subcommittee on Immigration, who said that the way they created DHS made it impossible to secure our borders and enforce our laws, and that was a creation of George Bush after 9/11. I came to call DHS the Department of Homeland Surrender. The problem is globalists in both parties. I mean, Barack Obama is a globalist on steroids, okay, period. He helped settle a debate that was raging in my mind for years. Who's the worst president, Jimmy Carter, George W.? Jimmy Carter, and along came Barack Obama, and the argument got settled very quickly.
Exactly.
But it's both sides of the aisle, and that's why Donald Trump is having problems with the Republican Party, but why America loves him and voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that assessment?
Well, you're exactly right. I agree with you, Michael. And my encouragement to the president is that he would bring courage and boldness to those very moderate Republicans. I mean, if they've ever had a chance to really do something and have a marked legacy in their lives that would, you know, come close to what, you know, Newt Gingrich did under Bill Clinton by coming together and taking a bold stand and presenting a vision, an exciting vision and opportunity for this country on many levels. I mean, look what it did. I mean, what it did for the Republicans, what it did for the Democrats and Bill Clinton's legacy.
Well, all I can say is we need to move swiftly. If we are fortunate, we will have Trump in the White House for 8 years. If we're not fortunate, it's 4 years. But after Trump, who next?
Well, that's the deal. This is why this healthcare is what they're doing right now with the American Healthcare Act is so critical, because if they get it right, you get Trump for another 4 years and Michael Pence right behind. Otherwise, you know, like you said, heaven help us, right?
Absolutely.
Well,
thanks for having me on, by the way.
Hey,
it's always,
always great. How can people be in touch with you? You've got 20 seconds.
Sure. Okay, michaelcutler.net, my own personal website. In fact, I do Blog Talk Radio tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. I also write for capsweb.org, Front Page Magazine, and The Social Contract. And most importantly, I'm a guest on your show whenever you like to have me.
You got it, always. Michael Cutler, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Michael.
Be well.
You got it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are significantly more optimistic than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead. According to the Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 54% plan to hire in 2017, and 71% expect their revenue to increase, more than 20 percentage points higher than their non-Hispanic counterparts. The survey also reveals the critical role of family, with 63% of Hispanic entrepreneurs reporting that family members help run their business. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
Hispanic small businesses play a critical role in driving local economies and job growth. And the incredible optimism toward revenue and hiring shows great promise to continue this trend in 2017. Perhaps contributing to the higher optimism is a strong role that family plays, with close to half of Hispanic business owners reporting intentions to pass on their business to a loved one.
For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
You say that I'm messing with your head.
And all of us in this room really belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now. Think about it. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press. But who are we? And you know, what is Hollywood anyway? It's just a bunch of people from other places. So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You can always go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And, of course, we want you to get engaged in the conversation. I know for so long, all in the name of political correctness, you've been invalidated and told your opinion is not welcome. But let me tell you, if we're going to get this country back on track, it's more than welcome. It is needed because all hands are required. This is a government of, for, and by we, the people. Well, the big question is America America undergoing a fundamental change that will rechannel the direction of our country? Are we becoming a secular society, or are we already there? I mean, some would already say we're there, but as a result of the last election, it would appear that God's chosen frozen woke up from the pews and got involved in this last election and may have been singularly responsible for saving this republic. Our next guest, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, is with us, and he's got a perspective on this. Reverend Peterson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
All is well, Bill. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, great to have you here, to have your needed insight into this. So what say you? I mean, in years past, in past elections, the church has been rather quiet. It's been kicked to the curb, saying, look, at we don't need your opinion. We don't need your God here. We're running this country very well, and we don't need your participation. In fact, if you get too involved, we're going to take your tax exemption and send it to Siberia.
Well, first let me tell you, I voted, of course, on November 8th for Donald Trump, and I couldn't stay up all night to see the results because I get up so early in the morning for work.
Right.
But I got up early on the 9th and turned the TV on right away to Fox News, and they said Donald Trump had won. And at that point, I went to Cloud 9, and I've been on Cloud 9 since November 9th. I'm dancing on the ceiling. God has given us another chance to have a great country. And in the past, the reason it went so bad is that the Christians, not all, allowed themselves to be intimidated by the children of the lie.
Yeah.
Whenever Christians spoke up, they called them racist. They said they hate women, they hate the Hispanics, they hate this and hate that. And the Christian caved in. And as you know, Bill, the more you give in to evil, the more it takes over your life.
Without a doubt.
So the Christians have been giving in for the last 60 years to a point that it looked like we were headed for total destruction. And I think due to that pain that was brought upon us by Barack Obama and his administration, and the fact that the liberal media and the right-wing Republicans wasn't doing anything, it really was an awakening for the Christians in this country, and they decided we're just not going to take this anymore. Call us whatever you want.
Exactly.
We hate black, and they stood up, and look what happened. We have another chance to make America great again.
Well, I got to tell you, Reverend Peterson, I think more than ever, what I witnessed across the country in my travels was that people of faith were praying again. I mean, praying like never before, because I think that what they were seeing was what most of us had been seeing, and that is that we were coming to the precipice of where we were going to lose this great American experiment.
Yeah. And Bill, you can call me Jesse.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I have often said to the Christians and everybody that this country is a gift from God.
Amen.
And we have a responsibility to protect that gift. And if God is in you, within you, no one can be against you. And that we have the strength and of good inside of us to overcome evil.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, and I believe so, but hopefully this, what happened over the last 8 years to us, And taking the country back would keep Christians awake, never to allow this to happen again. And when they are called racist or whatever, they would stand up and fight back. Because even with Donald Trump, and I'm totally for Donald Trump, he has chosen some good men to work with him.
Right.
We still have to keep an eye on the government. Not we the government.
Exactly. Well, the Bible is clear. It says when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. You are rejoicing with the hope that righteousness, again, we've been given an opportunity to allow righteousness to reign. But like in all things, Jesse, we have to be vigilant to your point. We cannot allow this government to just run on its own. I think that Donald Trump is a man of faith. I believe he still may be a little young in his belief. I think he surrounded himself with mature faith followers like Vice President-elect Pence. I think one of my favorite pictures of the campaign showed he and the Vice President-elect and a couple of other men surrounding, in a circle praying. And that was quite uplifting for me and encouraging, to see that coming from, of all people, and I say of all people only because he was so maligned in Donald Trump.
Yeah. You mentioned Vice President Mike Pence. Vice President-elect Mike Pence. I was thinking the other day how fortunate we are that we have a vice president like Mike Pence. We have an excellent president in Donald Trump, but we have an even, I mean, just right there with Mike Pence as well. And we can't ask for anything more. We got to start fighting back. You know, I have I have a book out that I wrote last November called The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And it's at Amazon.com and all the major bookstores.
Right.
And in the book, I write about what's happening to black Americans. And I say that black Americans are suffering, not all, but most, but they are suffering not due to racism, but the lack of moral character and the destruction of the family. And that, and I prove in the book that there's no such thing as racism. Racism is a made-up word. It's a lie. It's an illusion. And that's why we've not been able to solve the problem of so-called racism, because we're trying to solve something that doesn't exist.
Exactly.
And the problem is black people are angry. They're first angry at their mothers and grandmothers for passing their anger down to them while they were growing up as children. The mothers and grandmothers are impatient. They yell at the kids, and whatever hostility they have against the father, they take it out on the children. Mm. And as you know, Bill, when you are angry at someone, you become like what you hate.
Exactly.
And so this thing is being repeated generation after generation. And then they're yearning for their fathers. Inside of the souls of human beings who have not been raised closely with their fathers, there's a missing, deep down inside, there's a yearning for the father, a return to the father. And instead of going along with this lie that racism exists, white Americans and others need to tell black folks the truth. The problem is they need to repent for their anger. They need to forgive their parents for failing them so that God can forgive them. And once they return back to their earthly father, they can return to God, and then they can have a life.
Exactly.
But as long as we don't tell them the truth, and they're whining and complaining generation after generation, that hatred that's in their hearts is only going to get worse. And we saw an example of that last week in Chicago when those four black thugs attacked that young white mentally disabled man. And you see what evil did to him.
Exactly. Well, as you say, the order of the day is victimhood. A lot can be operated within that. A lot of people are controlled by that. And if you're not pursuing the truth and your true identity, then here it is. We're just going in circles. And you know, and I'm so glad you brought this up, Jesse, because I want to get into more depth of this, especially in light of the confirmation hearings that we're hearing right now. And I got to tell you, the other day I thought the classic example of what you're talking about was on stage right in front of everybody on their television across this country with the hearing when you had six black men, three that were against, including Senator Cory Booker, and three that knew Jeff Sessions. It was an incredible contrast. When we come back, I want to talk about that first, and then we'll continue more, and I want to talk more about your book as well. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 15 minutes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-bees. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat.
Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like OneTouch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson continues. He's the author of the book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Jesse, before the break, I mentioned to you that I wanted to talk to you specifically about the hearing for Jeff Sessions, for Attorney General for our country. And I thought it was quite a contrast. You had six black men, including the Senator Cory Booker, and they gave, he and two others gave a very general, broad-brushing, you know, kind of indictment against Jeff Sessions. I was especially bothered by the last gentleman who was the head of the Congressional Black Caucus. And he basically threw the race card right on the middle of the confirmation and telling the white senators that if they supported Jeff Sessions, they were in as much going to be responsible for anything that happened on his watch, number one, and number two, he suggested that they were racist for doing so. The fact that he threw out the race card in that kind of venue, I thought deserved censure. He should have been immediately called on that because it does nothing but promote the victimhood and everything that you're talking about. If we're going to heal people from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood, then you got to be able to call it out so it doesn't keep on blistering and cutting people deep and giving validation to something that should not be validated.
Well, you know, it was disgusting. Senator Session is a good man. Cory Booker acknowledged him as a good man a while back, and then he turned on him like that. First of all, Cory should not have even been down there testifying against the senator. That's the first time in history that anyone has ever done that. Mm-hmm. And Cory Booker is doing this because I believe he want to run for president in the next 4 years, and just ask all the godless Democrats representatives have done in order to brainwash, dumb down, and keep black people angry to control them for the vote. That's what I believe. That's what Cory Booker was doing, is setting that up. And I thought, yeah, you're right. It was evil. It was wrong. It was disgusting. But we need to understand that the Democratic Party is not of God. It is an evil party. And they are doing what evil does. And so what we have to do is do what good does, and that is fight evil back with good.
Yes.
And the NAACP, the Congressional Black Caucus, and others, they can care, as we saw with Barack Obama over the last 8 years, they can care less about black people. Obama didn't do anything for Chicago and the urban areas. He didn't do anything about the job situation in the black community. They don't care about black people. They just want to keep them down and use them. Mm. And that's what we saw happening with those three black men that went up and testified and lied on Senator Sessions.
Right. Interesting, the other three knew Sessions, worked with him anywhere from 20 to 30 years, had nothing but praise, said there was no indication whatsoever of any kind of racism in the demonstration of his duties or in their relationship. It was quite a contrast between the two groups of those three men.
It doesn't have to be true. They just say it. They throw out this lie about racism because they know that white folks are afraid of that word.
Yes.
They know that black people are going to go into a hypnotic trance and follow them wherever they want them to go. That's why, you know, God said that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. It's spiritual. And so we as Christians have to start saying that, acting that way, and that way that word will have no power over you at all.
Well, to your earlier point, Jesse, people would say religion and politics cannot intersect. And I don't know how you have a nation that says they're one nation under God where religion and politics does not intersect.
Well, the reason that America is a great, the greatest country in the world, even though they're trying to destroy it, it is because of religion. The founders of this great nation believed in God, and the laws of the land was based on the Bible. And so, for the children of the lie to say that, it's another attempt to deceive us. But there are more of us than there are of them, and we saw this in the last election. So we don't have to allow this to happen just because they said it. Mm-hmm. We vote for men and women who believe in God, who are going to follow those principles, even in Washington, D.C., and if they don't follow them, then we vote them out. We don't have to go along with this lie that religion and politics don't mix. I mean, look what happened when you take religion out. Look what happened to the public school system.
Right.
Look what is happening to the homes. Look what is happening to the churches that have allowed secularism to come in.
Look what Roe v. Wade has done. And you mentioned President Obama, what President Obama did not do for the black community. Where you got 70% of black women today having abortions. I mean, they are absolutely killing black people. And, I mean, who would have thought? And then on top of that, Jesse, they support the founder of Planned Parenthood, who was a eugenicist. She was anti-black, and she's given, you know, honor and place within the Democratic Party. And you go, wait, what's going on here? I mean, this amounts to, as Ben Carson said, this is nothing more than a Holocaust on the black people. And where is black America? You know, where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Reverend Sharpton and all this? Are you kidding me? I mean, are they being paid so much money that they're happy to watch their people, their black constituency, be murdered in the streets of America, and it's okay because they're okay?
That's what Margaret Sanger did. The first thing she did was to get black so-called leadership to okay on this abortion thing, and what she did was she gave an award out to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. At the time, she called him the loudest in the community, the loudmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so she gave him the Margaret Sanger Award. And after that, they started giving money to the so-called black leadership. And so they sold the people out for the money. But I have to tell you, I blame, and that's evil and that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a man, it's your responsibility to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else. And then if you want a family, get married, and you and your wife got your children, be a good example. You're not supposed to be looking on the outside for someone to lead you. You're supposed to be led by God.
Amen.
And then you're an example for your children. When they grow of age, then they turn to God. That's how it's supposed to be, but you give your life over to another human being, they're going to do to it what they have done to black people.
Well, Jesse, in the first segment, you had drawn mention to the fact that black people, even white America, is had it. I mean, it's like we've been battling this racial issue for years. And it's almost like we need to hearken into the voice of one Donald Trump who says, hey, what do you got to lose? What do you got to lose to accept your brother, not based on the color of their skin, but on the content of their character? You know, what have you got to lose to go that way? What have you got to lose to have a bridge, you know, from each of the communities so where we can sit down and reason together and not be victims, not asking for reparation or not even forget about asking.
Right.
It's a demand. And where we're disrespecting people, just like you said in that incident in Illinois where those four kids kidnapped that mentally deficient individual and, you know, what they did to him. And I mean, by the grace of God, Jesse, the way they were wielding that knife on that kid and the way they were disrespecting him, something even worse could have been manifested in that situation. And thank God he was not murdered.
Well, you know, I've been saying for years that there is a race war happening, except that it's a one-sided war, that white people are under attack by blacks.
Well,
over the years, we've seen the knockout games. We often hear about robberies, murders, rape by black on white. We saw young black thugs going into markets in the broad daylight, businesses in the broad daylight and robbing the stores without caring over the last 8 years.
Right.
We hear all kind of stories with the black on white thing. So the race war is already happening, except that when it's black on white, the media rarely, if at all, report it. But if it's white on black, it's all over. It becomes the talk of the nation. And so this race war is already happening, and it's due to the anger that's in the hearts of black people. Most black people do not believe in God. They sing about him, shout about him, but it's not in their hearts, because there's no way that you could be of God, born again of God, and have all your babies out of wedlock year in and year out, hate your fellow man, vote for people like Barack Obama and others who clearly does not believe in God, and still call yourself a man or woman of God. For the last 60 years, blacks have been taken away from God. They do not believe in him. They just believe about him.
Yeah. Well, you know what you say, Jesse, I think that is the condition of our culture. Black, white, brown, all the way across the board, because as we know, those who know their God, and they know God experientially, they know God by his acts, they're able to look beyond what they see and believe in the invisible and see God working nonstop in the invisible realm and doing incredible things. And we are starting to see these miracles occur, and that's what we need to hold on to and, you know, bring people into the fold one soul at a time, because it's that much of a difference. Jesse, we're out of time. I want you to remind everybody how they can get their hands on your book, The Antidote: Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood.
They can go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble Bookstore. They could go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. And I really appreciate you having me on. Happy New Year to you and your family and everybody else that's listening.
And back at you, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. I'm Bill Martin.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. this is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Grace 100.